Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back to the RA facility, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And the Minnesota Vikings are Section 3A champions, Morgan. How about that?
Yeah, that was a pretty good game. At halftime, we were a little worried sitting here.
Yeah, it was tied up 17-17 at the half, and we were just shocked at that, weren't we?
Yeah.
17-17, we were shocked at that. At the score at half. Was your mom trying to interrupt us here, Morgan?
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
She's talking to you. Talk to your mom. But all right, getting a picture there. The girls are right in front of us. Can't get any closer than that. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Hey, final score, 44-33. Minnesota defeats Tracy Milroy Bellaton. And congratulations to Coach Johnson and the Vikings. Let's go through the scoring quick. Jordan Munson for TMB, 7 points. Camille Dolan with 6. Margaret Dolan with 4. Danielson with 2. Jason Davis with 5. Lauren Sick with 4. Maddie Landrock with 5. For Minnesota, Mackenzie Toke with 8. Natalie Robecki with 12. McKenna Yost with 7. Stassen with 7. Jaron Rost with 4. Grace Hennon with 3. And Dakota Hennon with a three-pointer and a bank shot in the first half. And that's your scores. We're going to do Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game, Morgan. What are we going to do for that?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. We think the TMB play of the game was on their sideline out of bounds. I think we had Kiara Danielson coming around the back screen and went right from the out-of-bounds player to the basket, and they got a layup kind of out of nowhere. No one was really expecting that. So that was the Ag Plus play of the game in our opinion.
And let's go with the Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game.
Pretty balanced scoring between the Minnesota Vikings. We decided to go with Mackenzie Toke. She had 8 points, but not really looking at the points. She had great defense on TMB's best player, held her to only 7 points in the whole game. Also, she was breaking the press for Minnesota. You felt a lot more comfortable when she was in the game and bringing up the ball. We didn't see a lot of turnovers, so good job by Mackenzie Toke, and that's why she's the player of the game.
All right, so Mackenzie Toke, our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. She gets a T-shirt from Neon Needles. And, Morgan, we've got assistant coach Alan Panka with us. Congratulations, Al.
Thank you.
Wow. Talk about the game, the first half, 17-17. What was up with that?
Well, I wasn't so worried when it got to the 17-17. It was when it was 9-4 or whatever it was at the start. That was a little more worrying. But
yep. 11-4, actually.
11-4,
yep.
Okay. Yeah, even worse.
Yeah, but you came back, tied it up 17.
Yep, we came back. We had a couple big threes go in there by a couple of our sophomores that stepped up and hit a shot when they were open. And, we played good defense the whole way.
Yeah, Mackenzie Toke did a nice job on their best player, Jordan Munson, didn't she?
Yeah, she's been playing great defense all year. She's been handling the ball with pressure. She's done real well this year, and you know, when she comes out, then we send the sophomore in there to go get after her some more, I guess. But yeah, it was she had a good game.
Yeah, Morgan has been saying, you know, free throws going to make the difference, and you guys made the free throws in the second half.
Yeah, I don't even know what percentage was, but we were talking about that after the game too, Dale and Chad and I. That yeah, we didn't miss very many in the second half. I don't know what it was, but I'm sure we'll. We're not going to be upset with the percentage.
Well, Morgan always had that in her head. She's without right now. Oh, they're 7-9, 8-11. What was the finals, Morgan? You remember?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
We only had 4 free throws by Ireland Sawson, and she was 25%, but then she came up in the second half with 100%,
yeah.
4-for-4, and I think she ended up with, 5-for-8. So.
Yeah, I think Jaron missed a couple the first half, and then she hit a few in the second half. So, yeah, it was definitely good thing that those are falling today.
Well, you split with TMB during the season, and now you get them 44-33. What's it feel like going back to the state tournament?
It doesn't get old. We've said that we all said that afterwards, Dale and Chad and I. It's like, this doesn't get old when you get to go back there and play against the best of the best and try to get a title.
Yep, that's now they're cutting down the net. You got to like that, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I've coached for a lot of years, and ever since I've been over here in Minnesota, it's been every year we felt like we've had a chance to be here cutting nets down, and most of the time we actually have.
All right. Well, maybe they're going to let you cut the net down.
No, that's
all
right.
Can you climb that ladder?
Yeah, well, I can climb the ladder. I wouldn't want to fall when I got up there.
I got to ask you, Al, you got a bet on with the girls? Are you going to shave your head again, or how does that work?
I don't know. Usually once we get to this point now, we'll figure out this week what that is. If it's shaving head, I know they wanted me to do the gritty or something, but I don't even know what the heck it is, so we'll see.
Did you get an opportunity to shave his beard when you were playing Morgan?
No, I shaved his whole head.
You shaved his head.
Okay.
Yep. He had to look like the other coaches. So.
Yeah, had to match the other guys.
Oh, okay.
Me and Lizzie Gillingham wore bald caps to the welcome home to match the coaches.
Yeah, we had five of us there that didn't have any hair.
Okay, well, we'll see what you do this year then, okay?
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, congratulations, Alan. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for covering us.
You send Mackenzie Toke over or some of the starters over if you can.
Mackenzie's right there.
Yep, and they're cutting the net. We want to let them cut the net down. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we'll try to talk with Coach Johnson, too. But, Mineota going back to the state tournament. You got to be excited for him, Morgan.
Yeah, that's exciting. I hope I can get to go watch.
Yeah. And we'll get Mackenzie on here, and you can talk to her. Hey, Mackenzie.
Hi.
Congratulations. You get another T-shirt.
Okay, sweet.
What color did you have last time?
Green.
I'll give you a yellow this time, okay?
Thank you.
And Morgan's going to talk to you.
All right. Mackenzie, how'd you feel bringing up that ball and the pressure that they were giving you?
Yeah, we knew that they were going to, start to pressure us, especially when it started to be a close game. And towards the end, I think we knew that they were going to pressure us. And we just knew that we had to handle the ball and be strong with it. And that's one thing that Jay reminded us of a lot, that you just have to be strong with the ball. And they'll eventually start to reach because they're going to get frustrated if you handle it like you're supposed to.
Yeah, well, we named you player of the game. You had 8 points. You brought us the ball good, and we didn't see a lot of turnovers from you, and you could definitely tell when you're in the game, so nice job.
Thank you.
You had some really good defense on Jordan Munson. What did you think of guarding her? She's a pretty good player. She's super quick.
Yeah, she's super fast. We knew she was a very vital point to their offense. Like, she starts it, and she drives to the basket a lot and kicks it out, so we knew that face guarding her like that was going to take quite a few elements away from their offense, and it slowed them down a little bit, I think, and that helped a lot.
Yeah, a few possessions right in the first, you wanted to drive to the basket, but you guys had great help defense and came together good, and she got a few travels right away, so that frustrated her. So good job.
Yep.
Thank you.
Good job. Let's take a picture. You know the routine, right? You got to hold the T-shirt up and get the medal on there, too, and down a little bit so you can see the Viking jersey. All right, big smile by Mackenzie Toke, our Neonito Subway player of the game.
Thank you.
And I saw Jaren Ross over here. Get some other girls over here if you can. There's Jaren right there. She's hugging relatives, Morgan. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
There's
always a lot of people that wanted a hug.
Yep. Jaren Ross joins us. Well, you're hugging everybody, Jaren.
Oh, yes. I got to make sure they know that I'm happy.
Who are you hugging over there?
That is Abby Ross and her parents.
Okay, awesome. Congratulations, you're going to state.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I'm excited. You know, after losing to them the first time, or the second time, I was really nervous for this game. So being able to beat them is a really good feeling.
Yeah, talking about nervous, that's what we talked about because you fell behind 11-4 right away. What happened there?
Lately, it seems like we can't really get off to a good start, but once we get rolling with it, it goes pretty well from there.
Yep, that's for sure.
Jaren, you had a lot of offensive rebounds during the game. How did you, get into position or get those? And you went back up and got the free throws. So
that's a good question. But we've been working on practice on me being on the opposite side of the ball so that when they do go into the lane, they can either kick it to me or I'm in a good position for a rebound because they usually go too hard over to the opposite side.
Yeah, you had a lot of offensive rebounds, which got you most of your points on free throws. So good job on putting most of those free throws
in.
Yeah, you did really well. So we'll talk to Natalie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You get to stay in motels and go to the state tournament again. You got to love that, right?
Yes, it's going
to
be fun.
All right, good job. And Natalie Robecki is going to join us. Natalie had led the Vikings in scoring with 12 points. And, boy, she had the free throws in the second half. I got her for 8 free throws.
Oh, geez.
Natalie, right? 2, 4, 6, 6. I'm sorry. Wasn't that great. Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Not really.
Oh, you can't hear me? Okay. Can you hear me now? Nope. Nothing. Okay. What happened here?
She can have mine.
Yeah. All right. Okay. We got to switch headsets here. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, congratulations, Natalie.
Thank you.
Make it to state again.
Oh, yeah.
You love it?
Yeah.
Talk about the game here. It was a little physical at first, wasn't it?
It was a little physical, yeah. We knew that it was going to be a physical game, though. I mean, that's just the way that Trace plays. They're a fast team, and we knew that it was going to be a battle. And it was, especially at halftime where it was all tied up. So.
Yep. All right. And, Morgan, you can put that on, see if you can work that headset there. Can you hear? And talk about the free throws in the second half.
Yeah. Well, we've been just working on our free throws, especially after the McCray game, where we really didn't
get
that well for free throws. But
well,
I think that we did a lot better.
Yeah, you did. And that was crucial down the stretch, I think. So.
Yeah.
Fun
for
game?
Sure. Oh, very fun.
Are you excited about going back to state?
Yes. Never gets old.
All right. Morgan's got one question for you here, and then we'll talk with Ireland Stassen.
Second half, it looks like you came out and you wanted to post up. Did you guys talk about that at halftime or just kind of decide for yourselves? Or that was probably a good move you had a smaller girl on you?
We kind of talked about that at practice throughout the week, like saying that if they put one of their smaller guards on near Ireland, that we would just go in and post up and see if we could get something going that way.
Yeah, that was a good move. You got some points out of that, so
yep.
That was good.
Thank
good
you.
Job, Natalie.
Thank you.
You look good with a blue ribbon with the blue uniform.
Thanks.
All right, that's Natalie Robecki. I don't know, I got this turned down here. That's why they couldn't hear me. Duh. Hey, Ireland, how are
Hi.
You?
Good, how are you?
Man, you really got after it tonight.
Yeah.
You're Miss Hustle. I call you Miss Hustle.
Yeah, with that one down there, that should have been our play of the game when she dove at the ball on the floor there.
Yeah, that one kind of hurt.
Well, what's it feel like going back to state?
Awesome. I mean, knowing that we lost and we were down by so much last time in the first half, the last time we played them, knowing that it was like, tied 1-1 here,
yep.
And we just knew how much pressure we had to get back. So,
yeah, and you split with them during the season. Now they get the one that counts.
Oh yeah, for sure.
To go to state, and you played them hard. So,
yes.
Go ahead.
What did you guys kind of talk about in the second half? I feel like, or at halftime, I feel like at the second half, you were bringing up the ball more at the start. So, did you guys talk about that at all, or?
Not really. We just knew that they were gonna like face guard McKenzie more and McKenna. So then, when they double teamed her, then I just decided just to take the ball up.
Yeah, good job. That I talked about that in the Subway pregame show. I'm like, Ireland has to be confident and aggressive. That's what you're gonna get out of her. So, hopefully, she can bring the ball up, and then you started to in the second half, and that helped. So. Good job with that.
Thank you.
Good game.
All right. What's the goal at state?
Win.
I get that answer from her all the time. I think I ask you that all the time, right? Congratulations, Iron.
Thank you.
You're a good ball player.
Thank you.
McKenna Yost is up next, one of the starters for the Vikings. And McKenna did a great job. She had 7 points, 2-4-6.
Free throws,
I think. Yep.
Yeah, good job, McKenna. What were you thinking when you got fouled and late in the game when you were shooting the free throws?
Well, I think one of the first times I got fouled, it was double bonus, so I was like, you know, you just got to try to make one, get it a little higher of a gap. But I just tried to stay calm and make our free throws because I knew that was the game was going to come down to, because we got in double bonus pretty early, so I figured that we'd get fouled a lot more. So just try to stay calm under pressure and hit at least one of them. But I'm glad that I made some, and a lot of other girls stepped up on the free throw line too at the end.
Yep, they did. And that's what Morgan said in our Subway pregame show. Free throws are going to be crucial in this game, and you're right. You should coach. So, DME's a good team,
yeah,
aren't they?
Definitely. They're a good team, and they gave us a run for their money, and obviously the last time we played them, they were the ones that got the win, and that was a tough game for us, and I think that was a little motivator, too, because a lot of people thought that this was going to be their year. You know, they had a large senior group like we did, and props to us, props to every girl on the team for going out there and giving it their all tonight.
What'd you think about their tough press? Did they do that to you guys last time, or how'd you adjust? Did that affect you more last time, or?
Yeah, it definitely affected us more last time, especially in the first half the last time. We were just really careless with the ball, and I thought that we were careless with the ball, too, a little bit today in the start of the game, but the press didn't affect us as much. It was more in the half-court offense, so I thought we did a lot better at handling their press throughout the game tonight.
Yeah, me and Paul agreed. A lot of passes, we didn't get shots off because we weren't completing passes, or someone wasn't catching it, or someone was traveling. So, yeah, a lot of turnovers in the first half, but, yeah, not necessarily from the press.
The key to the game, I think, was you guys jumped out to a 9-0 start the second half. Get a little confidence booster that way, huh?
Yeah, we were talking. Obviously, we were deadlocked at halftime, so it was an even ball game. So we were just talking that a big lead or a big run right at the beginning of that half was going to be a key, and I think that that's really got what got us momentum, especially in that second half. And that was a great run for us.
That's right. I love watching you play. You're so aggressive and you're so quick. I love
it. Thank you.
Keep it up.
Thank you.
What's the goal down at state?
The goal is to, one, have fun. You know, this is, especially our senior group, this is our last go-around, and we've been fortunate enough to get multiple experiences here, so just not take it for granted and have fun, and then, you know, play hard. Obviously, this was a big win for us tonight, and I don't know, a lot of people didn't really think we were going to pull it off this time, and, yeah, so just give it our all, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Do you have a uniform for Morgan?
I wish.
She wants to play, I think. All right, thanks a lot, Mackenzie. Thanks for your time and congratulations.
Thank you.
That's McKenna Yost. McKenna Yost. Did I call her Mackenzie?
Yeah, one time.
Oh, I'm sorry. McKenna? All right. I got too many names in front of me here, so. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up, Morgan. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a lot of fun. Hopefully we can do it again at state.
All right. And Mineota defeats TMB tonight, 44-33, to go to the state for how many years?
Five in a row.
Awesome. And you were a lot of them. All right, coming up about 8 o'clock, we're going to have the Montevideo girls basketball game with Fairmont. And, boy, the Montevideo Thunderhawks having a fantastic season. So that game is coming up here on Q92 a little before 8 o'clock tonight. And that wraps it up here for this game. We'll send it back to you at the studio, and we'll be back around 8 o'clock.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Midwest Truck Parts, CCM Health, Montevideo, Madison Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Sturtevant's of Canby, Mattress Barn and Marshall, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Rebel Campers Sales and Service, Canby Farmers Grain, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Ag Plus Cooperative, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Market in Canby, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Ludvigson Tiling, United Prairie Bank, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Fixon Chiropractic, First Security Bank of Canby, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Souther Building Supplies, Independent Oil Company, Chad Fuller Construction, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Lee Motor Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, House of Spirits, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, United Prairie Insurance Agency, NB Golf Cars, Sowerable Designs, Section Sports brought to you by Edward Jones and Company, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Heartland Eye Care, Canby Meat Center, Lean Lumber, Dawson Truck Parts, Prairie Sun Bank, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Gislason's Hardware, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Appleton Building Center, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Olson Dray Service, Prins Bank, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Boris Crop Insurance, Doug Service and Marine, Section Sports brought to you by Heather Nursery, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Appleton Area Health, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, City Hall Bar and Grill, Purist, B. Johnson Electric, MVTV Wireless, Woodstock Telephone Company, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power, your REC. Section Sports brought to you by Gruel Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Jubilee Foods, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Madison Bottling Company, Klein Insurance Agency, Kyle Small Engine Repair, the Jenny O. Turkey Store, Mineota Building Center, A&B Auto in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Chris Wodzinski for House, Miller Services Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Scoffelman Construction, Kluver Law Office. Also brought to you by Ag Processing Incorporated, Stephen South Haas, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Tenson Marine, Citizens Alliance Bank, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, and American Surplus in Montevideo. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.